Never stop learning.
That's right.
You never get to the point where you don't need instruction. The easiest people to get along with are the ones who receive instruction. Mm-hmm. They'll shut their mouth and listen to you while you tell them something they don't know that you're trying to do or they're trying to do. The opposite of that is a contentious person. They won't listen. They won't argue. They won't stop talking long enough to listen. Can't do nothing much with people like that. The easiest people to get along with, the ones that receive instruction, the ones that have the most profitable life, are the ones that listen to instruction. Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says this, "But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth?" God's saying this to the wicked. What are you doing taking my covenant in your mouth? "Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee." We mentioned to you before about a disciple is a follower and a learner. That's what a disciple is. Now, are you a disciple tonight of Christ? If you are, you're a follower and a learner. You're not one that tells everybody else how it is. You know, and I've found this to be true too. The ones that God calls to preach the word, to teach, and all to get the word of God out, they are usually reluctant. That, you know, God has to work on them and persuade them and sometimes put the boot to them to get them to do it.
Right.
They're not itching to do it. People that seek the position usually don't, they're not qualified for the position. It's, you understand what I'm saying here? Because of this right here. People that understand things and have understanding, they realize that, like Solomon, what did Solomon say when he first became king? He said, "I'm but a child. Lord, help me. And how am I going to rule over all this great people? I'm just a child." David was he thought of himself as a poor man and lightly esteemed. Moses said, "Oh no, Lord, you got the wrong one here." When he was young, 40 years old, he was gung-ho, "Let's do it. I'm going to deliver this people out of Egypt." When he was 80, he said, "Oh no, not me, not me. I can't even talk. Lord, you know I can't do it." Lord said, "Oh, yes, you can." See, that's the way it is. All right, let's pray. Remember these folks in prayer that we mentioned this morning. Remember Miss Owen. Tomorrow they're going to find out about the cancer, what kind it is, and where to go from there. And remember the other folks we mentioned. Remember this little baby that Jacob mentioned had a heart transplant. My, pray for that little baby. Pray for all these little ones around here that's been kind of puny this week. And I just thank the Lord, it's just a cold, my.
Yeah.
This little,
yes,
cold.
Yeah.
How many of you have never had a cold in your life? Nobody? We all get that stuff. So when you go to the doctor and they tell you your little two-year-old's got leukemia or something, boy, then that's when it's rough. Just be thankful. Be thankful. We can put up with a night or two of little sleep. That's part of raising children. I know it's rough, but been there too. And you'll survive. You're just investing in the future. Remember that. I've been reading, and I read it 2 or 3 times in the last little bit here, but said probably the greatest thing that you'll ever do, you know, is the children that you raise for the future. It'll be either a blessing or it'll be a curse and a hindrance. Think about that. What are they? They're like children or?
Arrows in the hand of a mighty.
There you go. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of thy youth. Happy is the man whose quiver is full. Yes, sir. Amen. He'll speak with them at the gate. Yes. Amen. I think that's wonderful. Lord, thank you for the good Lord's Day. Thank you for the songs we've sang together. Thank you for the privilege to pray and the fact that you hear us. And that, Lord, you are touched with the feeling of our infirmities and you care. Lord, we pray for the folks that we love that are in trouble with health problems right now. Pray for Miss Owen. Pray for the preacher. Please help and give grace there and strength and healing. Lord, you've delivered from some awful things over there, and I pray that you would do it again. Lord, just remember the folks there. Remember the need. And Lord, we know that you are in control and that you know exactly what you're doing, and you're doing what is best, and you're doing all things well, just like always. But Lord, help us all to trust you through all this. So many others, this little baby, Lord, and then the others with cancer that we've talked about this morning. Remember our missionaries, Lord. Help them in the places where they're at tonight. I pray you'd help them to be faithful. Help them, Lord, to have what they need to get the gospel to the lost souls around them in these last days. Lord, I pray for them. Strengthen them and help them. Help us here. Lord, we pray you'd bless our church. Help us, Father, to see this church grow some. Pray you'd strengthen us that we could do something with this building and be able to make the repairs that are necessary. Lord, you've always provided. I know you will. Please help us to trust you and wait upon you and do what we can. Please bless the Word of God now. Pray you'd help us in the next few minutes to listen and hear what the Spirit of God would say to us through these Scriptures in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, everybody needs instruction. It's a way of life. You start out little like that one back here, almost 3 weeks old. She's going to have instruction. Now, she hasn't got much yet because she can't talk, she can't understand. But she's already learned some things, I'll bet you, hadn't she? Mm-hmm. Instruction is a way of life. When they get to this age, that's all you do. All you do. All you do. It just absolutely wears you out. With children. What? Instructing them. You know, you'll never do any good if you're just running around smacking them and correcting them and all of that. You got to instruct them. Instruct them. Preempt the things. Teach them before how to walk. This is the way. Walk in it. Don't just go up. Now, that ain't the right way. Get out of there. You know, that you're chasing. You got the horse behind the carriage, you know, or the carriage before the horse, whatever. But it's not, it's backwards. We got to have instruction in even the basics of taking care of ourselves. You know, how many of these children would even take a bath if they was just left up to them? If they just got to choose their own meals and what they ate, what would they eat? Junk. Like Seth talked this morning, chips and Debbie cakes, and if you ain't got them, you're out of food. You got to get to the store and get some groceries. See? That's really the way it is. You have to have instruction in the very basic things. Children, I mean, we've all had children. We had some children, and one of them didn't want to take a bath and everything, and the other two would get to complaining about him stinking and say, Mom, make him take a bath. So Mom had to make him take a bath, see? Wouldn't do it on his own. That's kind of the way everybody is about this stuff. No, it wasn't Seth. Don't be looking at him. Of how to interact and treat other people, you have to be instructed in that. That's why we got such a rude, impolite, uncivilized world around us. There's a whole bunch of people failed to teach their children to be polite, to be courteous. To consider other people. They fail to teach them how to interact with other people and be social and friendly and helpful and be a blessing. Of any knowledge of God and His will, we have to be instructed. That don't come programmed into us. We don't know by instinct. We have to be instructed in the ways of righteousness, in the ways of God. We have to be taught about God. God drilled it into in His law to the Israelites. And all through the Bible, He instructs us to instruct our children and teach them about Him and teach them His ways. And the Word of God, put it in them. Now, fools refuse instruction. That is a fact. Wise people do not refuse instruction. That is a truth that's borne out in the Bible over and over very plainly. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." They despise it. They hate it. They don't want to be told what to do, how to do it. They don't want to be told anything. They want to tell you. And they refuse instruction. That is a mark of a fool. Now, think about that. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. They want to do that as soon as they can talk. They want you to stop telling them and let them tell you. And they don't know nothing. They can't brush their teeth. They can't bathe themselves. They can't even take care of themselves in the bathroom. But they want to tell you all about life. They need instruction. And foolishness is bound in their heart. But how does the Bible say that you take correct that problem? The rod. Yes, we'll driveth it far from him. You want to get it out? That's the way God said to do it. Now, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. Proverbs 15, 32. "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding." All right, now despise means to throw away, right there. "He that refuseth instruction throws away his soul." That's literally what it's saying, and it's true. He is ruining his soul. He's throwing away his soul by refusing instruction. How do we get so many people that don't know how to do anything? Did somebody quit teaching or did somebody quit listening? I think it's both. You have to, and later on here I want to point it out, but you have to reach for instruction. You have to search for it. You have to embrace it. It won't work if it has to be crammed down your throat. You should look for it and search for it. You ought to want to know how. You ought to want to know what. You ought to want to understand and know some things. Scorners, Bible says, hate under instruction and reproof. Proverbs 13 and verse 1. "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." That don't mean he's deaf and he can't hear it. He will not listen. That's what it means. He refuses to listen. I ain't listen to that. You ain't gonna tell me, I ain't gonna listen. Just close your ears and won't listen. Well, who does that? A scorner. A scorner despiseth instruction. And it says this, Proverbs 9 and verse 8, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee." All right, now stop right there. A fool will not receive instruction. So a fool is going to be a scorner also. Now, if you reprove a scorner and you say, "What's the matter with you?" What's he going to do? Reprove a scorner and you'll get to yourself what? Well, you get to yourself a blot, I think is what the Bible says. He'll slander you. He's not going to take it. "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee." When you try to help somebody by talking to them and they're a scorner and a fool and they won't receive instruction, they won't listen, you're not only wasting your time, you're doing yourself harm. He is going to hate you. He's not going to be indifferent about you anymore. He's going to hate you. "Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee." Now that's quite a difference there. That's quite a contrast. Rebuke a wise man and he'll love you. Rebuke a scorner, he'll hate you. So you think you ought to go around rebuking scorners, or you think you ought to just leave them alone? You ought to just leave them alone. You ain't going to do no good. Somebody won't listen. you're not only wasting your breath and wasting your time, but you're creating more of a problem. You're feeding their hatred. You're enhancing it. You're throwing gasoline on the fire. You're not putting the fire out. Receiving reproof and instruction make you to increase. Now the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. So you'll increase in wisdom and knowledge if you receive instruction. Simple. I mean, this is not college level stuff here, folks. If you listen, you're going to increase in knowledge and wisdom. In usefulness and value to God and to other people. You know, we've got a generation here now that is different than the generations before. In so many ways, but I'm just thinking in usefulness now. We were talking the other day about the doctors and the situation with the doctors and how you go to the doctor and they just say, well, what are you here for? Well, I'm sick. I just thought I'd come and see you and give you some money. Maybe you're needing some today. Well, you come to the doctor for? To find out what's wrong and you do something to help me with it. Well, doctors are specialized now. If you got a problem with your foot, you got to go to a regular doctor and then they make an appointment for you and send you to a foot doctor. If you got something wrong with your sinuses, well, then you got to go see a regular doctor, maybe two or three of them, and then they'll send you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. If your heart palpitates a little bit, you got to go see a regular doctor and they'll go through this whole thing of tests and charge you $2,000 or $3,000, and then they'll send you to a cardiologist. If you got cancer, you go to an oncologist. If you got urinary problems, you go to a urologist. Used to, you went to the doctor. And he said, where does it hurt? Right here. Well, let's see. That hurt, that hurt, that hurt. Yep. Well, you got a gallbladder problem. Now they do these $4,000 scans, and they'll do them over and over, and they still can't figure out what's wrong with you. Everybody's specialized. Well, that's kind of how it is with this whole generation. You know, they go to college or something and they learn to do one thing and they can't do nothing else. But, you know, the generation before me and a lot of people in mine, I mean, I'm just as the way. You know, you just learn to do about everything. I mean, whatever breaks, you fix it. You know, whatever. And, you know, I decided a long time ago, I thought, you know, I'm tired of learning this stuff. There's some things I don't want to know how to do, like pouring concrete. I don't want to even know. I drew the line there and said, they said, you need to learn how to do this. And I said, nope, I don't want to know. I know enough already. So, well, I'm just kind of joshing there a little bit, but you understand what I'm talking about? How did they learn? Listening, watching. Receive an instruction. You learn because you had to.
Yes, sir.
You learn because there wasn't, I mean, you just had to fix stuff when it broke. And so we did. And, you know, nowadays, you know, I don't think anybody's teaching anymore, for one thing. And I'm sure that there's very, very few listening. Ain't nobody listening. Ain't nobody socializing. Ain't nobody hardly even living anymore because of the stinking phones and gadgets and stuff. Everybody is so attached to it that they can't take their eyes off of it. And their mind never gets this far from it into the real world. It's just captured, enslaved. And you don't learn what you need to learn from that stuff. You learn what you need to learn from real life, hands on, getting dirty. That's how you do it. You'll increase in wisdom and knowledge. You'll increase in usefulness by receiving reproof and instruction. Reproof is saying, no, that ain't the way you do it. Instruction is, this is the way you do it. Watch me and I'll show you how to do this. I've always liked to learn. There's a satisfaction in receiving instruction and learning. It's a real good feeling when you get up one day and you don't know how to do this, but before you go to bed that night, you do know how to do this. And you can do it. Makes you feel like a more worthwhile person. Everybody's worried about self-esteem and all that. I mean, this really helps. When you feel like you've gained some ground. How do you gain it? Somebody got to give it to you? That's what this generation thinks. They're just waiting on somebody to give it to me. Somehow they think that if that knowledge and all that's just passed like from my hand to your hand. Here you go, there it is. That ain't the way it works. It's got to come through here and here. You got to listen and you got to watch. And that's how you learn. You'll increase in learning. Give instruction to a wise man, he'll be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. You'll even increase in material things by listening and learning and receiving instruction. You know, Seth, when you started your thing of carving and all of that, I mean, I know this ideas. You watched them guys, and you studied how they did it, and you even had like Chris come up and helped you in the very beginning, showed you some things. And it helped you, didn't it? Just watching other people, seeing how they did it. And every once in a while, you'll just catch something that really just opens the thing up for you that you'd have never thought of just by yourself. Receiving instruction. Now, if you'd have, I tell you, I think you'd be way farther behind than you are right now if you'd have just said, well, I'll just figure this all out myself. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to do it like anybody else, and I'm going to do it the opposite of everybody else, and no, you're going to... You better build upon what's already there. Get all the knowledge you can from somebody who's already figured it out. I've figured a lot of things out the hard way myself. I found out it's a whole lot easier if I can find out... If I got a problem and I can find somebody that knows how and been there, I'll let them tell me. Before I'll crawl under the house and wallow around and come out and not get nothing done and worse shape than I was in. There's a whole lot of things to be learned. Refusing instruction will make you decrease. Receiving instruction will make you increase. Refusing it will make you decrease. Proverbs 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. So take a choice. What do you want out of life? You want poverty and shame? Or do you want honor? Simple. Ones who listen, be honored. The ones who refuse it, they're going to get poverty and shame. You believe the Bible? I just read you the Bible. That's what it says. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof. That's in Proverbs 5 there, where it's talking about wisdom. And how that at the end of it, you know, you refuse it. And at the end, you're going to say, how could I have been so stupid? You ever said that to yourself? Oh, how could I have been so stupid? How is it that you're stupid? Didn't listen. It was there and you should have known and I should have known. But I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening. I wasn't watching. It's my fault. The Bible says it spells it out real plain. That's what you're going to get. Shame. Poverty. You're going to be sorry for not listening. Not learning, not receiving instruction and reproof. Not taking it when somebody says, man, that's wrong. You're not right about that. I know it's a bitter pill, but you got to take it. As my grandpa always says, a bitter pill, but we got to take it. I was listening then. Yeah. Learn to receive instruction. You got to learn to learn. Psalm 32, verse 9. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle. All right. Don't be like a horse or a mule. That's what the verse says. Don't be like a horse or a mule where somebody's got to yank you around with a bridle in your mouth like an animal to make you do what you're supposed to do. Don't be like that. You're not an animal. Don't act like one. Why does a horse or a mule, what was the reason it gave for the fact that they have to be guided with bits in their mouths? Because they have no understanding. All I know is life is hard. I told him last night, watching a thing, I always felt sorry for the horses in the old westerns and stuff. Man, horses used to have a hard life. In fact, all through the history of mankind, horses have had it rough. Wonder when they're going to start paying retribution to the horses and the mules and the donkeys for all the mistreatment and hardship they had. They really did suffer. Because everybody wasn't nice to their animals. But we're not supposed to be like that. You know? Receive instruction. Listen. Learn. Learn to learn. And you won't have to be yanked around. Children. You know, these little children. I hope they learn early to not be like that. To not have to be made to mind with a rod all the time. Train up a child and they won't be like that. They won't have to be yanked around. The first thing to do in order to receive instruction is to listen. You must listen and you must hear on purpose. I know when you come to church, and this is just every church, we just do it over and over and over, and it just becomes a habit, and you get to where you just come in and sit down in the pew, and you just, and you're off in la-la land while I'm talking, and I'm like the teacher on Charlie Brown. You look up here, and it says, wah, 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 wah. Meantime, you're in somewhere else in your mind. I've sat in the pew a lot, too. I know what it's like. But I've learned to focus on purpose and listen on purpose. Because I've also experienced this. I missed something. Other people got it and I missed it. Because I was daydreaming. I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't focused. I let my mind wander and I missed something important. You got to retain what you hear. You got to listen on purpose and hear on purpose. And you got to keep what you hear. Jesus said over and over, take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. And he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus said that a bunch of times. He stressed that. People aren't listening. They won't listen. They're not keeping what they hear. Seek to be instructed and corrected. Seek it. Here the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, take fast hold of instruction. Right now, what is that telling you? When you read that, take fast hold of instruction. What's the message to us there? Seek it. Don't just wait for somebody to come by and smack you with it. Look for it. Look for instruction in the Word of God. Look for instruction from godly counsel, like you talked about in Sunday school this morning, Seth. Seek counsel from godly sources and from the Word of God. Seek counsel from God. Ask Him to guide you. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. It's your life. Your life depends upon you taking instruction. I've heard all kinds of illustrations, and you have too, but children, you see these people that try to teach their kids, you know, you got a little 2 or 3 year old, and mama will say, now stop that. All right, 1, 2, 3, And the kid knows that they don't have to stop it. They're just going to count. And I mean, if they get up there 8 or 9 or 10, then they might come over here and yank me or something. You're not teaching obedience. You're teaching disobedience.
That's right.
Yep. Remember the story about the missionary who had the little girl and she was running out across there and there was a snake out there. And her daddy said, "Stop!" And she stopped just in time. Because when he said stop, he had trained her to obey immediately. And it saved her life. Read about another one. The little girl was playing by the street and running toward the street. And mom said, "Stop! Now stop! One!" Well, car ran over. She'd been one of them mothers that said, "Now one, two, three, you better stop. I'm telling you, you better stop. Listen to me. I'm telling you. Did you hear me?" You got to teach children. If you want them to be anything worthwhile when they grow up, you got to teach them to obey immediately. They'll obey God just like they obey you, or disobey rather. Their life will end prematurely, most likely, because they have learned not to obey immediately. They learned that you've always got this big wide swath you can take. When somebody's reproving you and saying stop, you don't have to really stop then. You can take it way on out there before there's any consequences. So they'll live their life like that. And they'll wreck their life. They'll wreck their marriage. They'll wreck their children and make them 10 times worse. People take a dog and teach it to sit when you say sit. Shake hands. A dog will roll over when you say roll over. But have children that won't obey nothing. That's nonsense.
That's right.
Children are way smarter than a dog. And they can learn and they can be trained. Train up a child in the way he should go. Train a child to listen. Train a child to obey what they listen.
Right.
Hear instruction. And be wise, and refuse it not. Proverbs 8:33. Realize that you don't know everything, and need to be instructed. Here's what I'm finding out, you know, in my 60s now. I got a memory leak somewhere. I can't remember stuff. I mean, we were going home today, and I told them, I said, "I remember coming over this hill when I was a little kid in that old yellow and white car, and the car was on our side or something, and Dad locked up the brakes." I remember that. But, you know, if I have to write things down about how I do it and what I do, like working on stuff and things to do at the mill and other things around, or I forget. You know, I can't come over at your house, Dakota, and look in the breaker box and say, "Well, I know what this is and this is and this is." I might know it today, but if I don't write it somewhere, when I come back in 2-3 weeks, probably, I ain't gonna remember. I used to could, but I don't anymore. And so I have to have instruction from myself. I've got all kinds of files on the computer and notes that I write to myself on this thing on the phone, you know, because that way I can remember. I can go back, and what am I doing? I'm receiving instruction again. I wrote it down when I learned it, and so I have to go back, and it tells me again because I wrote it down. Y'all getting me? I need instruction, not just for myself and remembering stuff, but I need... You know, I still need to learn stuff. I still need to learn things. I'm learning things all the time about God and the Word of God. I'm learning more now than I've ever learned in my life. It just keeps snowballing and snowballing. It's not wanting. I'm not running out of material. It's not getting boring to me. I've not hit bottom anywhere. The more I dig, the richer it gets. I'm not kidding about that now. I keep learning. We always need to keep learning. Just realize you need instruction. Don't be offended. There's no reason to be offended. None of us. I need instruction. You need instruction. There's things you can show me how to do. There's things I can show you how to do. There's things you can explain, maybe from the Word of God, that help me to understand. And there's things that I can explain that'll maybe help you to understand. Iron sharpeneth iron. That's the way it works. We all need instruction. So don't be offended by it. Don't apply it to someone else, you know. How many of you's got that pitchfork religion? Sit up front and, yeah, I know who needs that. Yeah. You ought to preach this long and watch people. I've watched people, oh my. And the wife will elbow her husband. You know, when you say a certain thing, she'll look at him. You see people looking at each other and talking and laughing. And pointing. That was for them. No, that might have been for you. God might have meant it for you. Don't throw yourself into a pity party about how dumb you are and worthless you are. Just because somebody tries to tell you something or correct you about something. Hear me. I've had to deal with that quite a bit too. With folks. You try to correct them and it's just like you pop their balloon. I mean, it's just, oh, I ain't worth nothing. I ain't no good. I'm no good. I ain't no count. I'm stupid. I don't know nothing. What? Just because I said, don't do it that way. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Here's a better way to do it. Don't do that. You're never going to learn anything like that. Learn to receive instruction from the right place. Bad instruction is more readily received than good instruction. It's Proverbs 19, verse 27. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth thee to err from the words of knowledge. Ain't it funny how people will listen to fools? They'll listen to the song of fools. They'll listen to a fool's instruction. They'll walk in the counsel of the ungodly. A lot easier than they will in the counsel of the godly. But Solomon said, cease, my son, to do that. Stop at. Stop listening to fools. Listen to people that know what they're talking about. God said He would instruct us. In Psalm 32, verse 8, God said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. See how subtle I want to say that is, but how... There's another word I'm searching for, but I can't find it. But he'll guide you with his eye. Watch your children. When they're doing something, they're going to look at you to see how you're looking at them. They already do it, don't they, Esther? Yes, sir. Little bitty thing can't even talk. She's already looking for that look. And what do? Well, you give them that look. You guide them with your eye. If you say... They know right then. Funny how they know facial expressions. They can read emotions and everything on your face before they can even talk and use language. And God said He'll guide you with His eye. So that means you got to be looking to God. You've got to be walking with God like we talked about this morning. And I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. God said He would instruct us. He'd guide us. How? With his eye. Not with a rod. That ain't how God guides us. Get that out of your mind. God don't guide us with a rod. If we would take his example as a good father, good heavenly father, and we would be that kind of father with our children, we'd do it a little bit different too, I think. We'd guide them with our eye more than with a rod. God will use the rod. He'll chasten you. But that ain't how he deals with us, mostly. Chastisement means correction. It doesn't mean just a rod. God will instruct us through His Word. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. At church, anonymously. He'll guide us with love and not upbraiding. Things happen at church that you really can't accredit to any certain person that helps you. Do you understand what I'm saying there? You go to church and God help you. And it doesn't have to be through another person. You just got help in the house of God. With love and not upbraiding, God will instruct us. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. You know what upbraid means? It means, don't you know that? To upbraid means, I can't believe you're that dumb. I can't believe you don't know that. You, as big as you are, old as you are, and you don't know that? God won't never do that to you. He'll gently, softly instruct you. He'll just tell you. And he does it over and over and over. Patiently, kindly, with love, until you learn. We're at church where we're loved by others. You know, people ought to get this thing. We talked about this morning, it's faith worketh by love. And you know, I talked to the folks over there in Virginia Friday night. We had that meeting and it was just kind of an informal thing. But that's what I tried to get across to them. You know, I said, man, love one another. That's what makes everything work. Realize that the people at church love you. They're not against you. They're not your enemy. They're not somebody that's fighting against you, trying to keep you in a certain place or not. No, but everybody loves one another and they're trying to help one another. Don't look at it like you're a stranger or an outsider. It's a family thing. If you receive instruction at church, you'll increase in usefulness and value to God and others. And to in holiness. If you receive instruction at church, and it's a real church where the Word of God is preached, and not one of these modern houses of idolatry where all they do is party and rock on. If you go to a real church and the real Bible is really preached, you'll increase in holiness. I'd much rather, and just like some of the others I've read about here lately, they said the same thing, but I'd much rather, and I've said it for years, and you all know I have, I'd rather have five people that wanted to live for God and would listen and receive instruction and grow in the grace and knowledge of God. I'd rather have five people do that than 100 that would sit there and fight you every inch of the way and live like the devil. Don't need a house full of devils. A church, that's not a church. In favor and power with God and men, you'll grow in favor and power with God and men if you receive instruction. And if in the understanding of the things of God and His will, you'll grow in that understanding if you will listen and receive instruction. And lastly, the ability to discern good and evil and right and wrong. If you'll learn to listen, you'll learn to tell the difference between right and wrong. You'll be more discerning. Having your senses exercised to discern good and evil. You learn that from watching, from listening. But a lot of us talk too much, don't we? We used to tell the kids, when your mouth's open, your ears are closed. And we always found the best way to open the ears was to hit the behind. And that would open their ears magically somehow. It's simple, just a simple message, but reproof and instruction. They're the way of life. It's the way of life. It's the way to live. It's the way to live eternally. You got to listen. Now, don't listen if you're not where you can. You know, how many people could be sitting in these church pews listening? But they're not. Instead, what are they listening to? Well, TV, ball game, something else. Not to the words of instruction from the Word of God. Just need to learn to listen. We need to exercise ourselves in that. We need to teach our children to listen. Above all things, make them listen. Make them listen. And then give them good instruction. And it's line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. Long lectures? Nah, not so much. Remember Maddie? Seth gave her a big long lecture one time. It's been a few years ago. And she said, that was a good talk, Dad. And a lot of kids would rather have a whooping than a lecture.
Yes.
And they don't listen. They're just not listening. Not listening. Mm-mm-mm. Some of the best instruction is with the least words. I remember Brother Owen talking about he did something terrible. His dad got the razor strap, took him to the barn, said his old dad was crying. Said he handed him the strap and said, you whoop me, son. He said, I've failed you somehow. You shamed us. And he said, it's got to be something I've done. You whoop me. No. But buddy, that left a mark. Could have just beat the ever-living daylights out of him. He'd have felt better, probably. That's wisdom, see? Somebody had some understanding. Did you ever have anybody deal with you like that? It works. Amen. All right, let's stand. Need to learn to listen. Learn to listen. Always. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the truths we talked about tonight. It's certainly the way of life. It's certainly a problem we've got. That we don't want to listen near as much as we should. Lord, help us, I pray. Raise our children to be a blessing to one another in this matter. And Lord, I pray you'd show us the way. We love you, Lord. Thank you for a good Lord's Day. Please guide and direct our lives through the next few days here till we meet again. Pray you'd watch over everybody. Pray you'd keep us from harm, keep us from evil. Lord, bless and help each one here and give strength, Lord, for the burdens of life and meet the needs and the things that are lacking in our lives, in our homes, and physical things, and as well as just understanding like we've talked about tonight. I pray you'd give us all good understanding that we'd be wise and live for you in this wicked world. In Jesus' name, amen.